Yo, 432 hertz is said to be the frequency of the universe. T minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Engage.
Cyber One Productions. What up with it? What's happening? What is going on with y'all? Yo, check it out. Welcome to another episode of Cyber Shots, and I am your host, Cyber One. Check it out. Today, what we're going to jump into is a little bit of Black history. That's right, a little bit of Black history. Black pirates. Yeah, y'all remember right after they taught you about Christopher Columbus and slavery, they taught you about Black Caesar, right? No? Did it? Oh, that's a damn shame. Don't worry about it. I got you, man. Check it out. Let's go. Hey now, come take this journey with me. Talking about Black Caesar. That's right, Black Caesar. Now, like I said earlier, Black Caesar was known for his intelligence, right? And also his stature. He was a very big man and a very smart man. And he had looted so much that it was believed that he had like $6 million worth of gold and silver and other types of goodies that he found along the way. He also had a harem of 100 women. That's right, of 100 women. And he also captured some slaves. I mean, I guess they were European and, all kinds of variety. He was not a racist man at all. So had a variety, harem, slaves. Yeah, so, hey, all's fair in love and war, right? Wonder why they didn't teach us this in school.
You're the only one for. Your love is true. You're the only one for.
But guess what? It wasn't always, you know, it wasn't always lovely. It wasn't a sweet gig, you know what I'm saying? He did get hemmed up. What had happened was, this one in particular time, there was a slave ship, right? Now, another thing that I'm pretty sure people didn't know about in school, slaves, if they if they had the option to go to sea, were somewhat treated as equals amongst the pirate community or sea hands or whatever. It depends, you know what I'm saying? It was probably a small percent, probably like 1%, but you were considered equal. I'm pretty sure it wasn't equal back then, but you wasn't a slave, you know what I'm saying? You had a job or whatever. Even if it was robbing, looting, stealing, raping, murdering. Yeah, you know, like the people that founded America. Okay, but seriously though, this is what had happened. The captain had lured him, right, with some gold and like this beautiful golden watch. And him and a couple of his comrades got captured, right, amongst the slave ship. Now, like I said, he was a very intelligent man, right? He refused to eat, right? He refused to eat, drink, or anything. But there was this one in particular sailor that, you know, on the ship that he befriended, you know what I'm saying? He's the only one that he trusted to feed him. And the sailor amongst the slave ship, they made a friendship, you know what I'm saying? And they end up going through a hurricane, right? There was a hurricane. So his homie freed him, and they overtook the ship, stole the life raft, and were the only two survivors, right? So they were posted up in, what's it called? Caesar's Rock. I believe they call it in Caesar's Rock. It's a little rock in the Florida Keys. You know what I'm saying? It's in the Florida Keys. Very secluded area. You know what I'm saying? So what they would do is pretend like they were shipwrecked. And when people would send the other safety raft or whatever out there to rescue them. Jack, move, fool. Give me the loot. Give me the loot. You know what I'm saying? Go back, steal their ship, take all the money, sink their ship. Yeah. Nice move, Black Caesar, man. You know what I'm saying, man? Y'all really got to give it up for Black Caesar, man. Come on, quit playing, man. Quit playing. That's right. Black Caesar. So anyway, they were doing this for a while. And like I said, he was a very smart man. So what they did, right, they had tied this very strong rope, right, up to their ship, you know, after they would hijack a ship or whatever. They tied the rope and they made it look like it would sink so you couldn't see the sails, right? It'd be hidden, right? And then they could snap the rope and make it pop up. Boom, pop up. You know, like you get them ads on your social media and shit. Pop up, bim, just like that. Jack move, rob whoever, and keep doing it. It was in the cut, man. Nobody saw him. So they were very, very successful. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they were successful at doing that. That's where they accumulated a lot of their CDs and IRAs. I meant the gold. That's where they got their money, man. Yeah, so they were jacking people. Now, here we go. 200 years before bros over hoes. 400 years, whatever. Yeah, him and the homie fell out, man, over a beautiful, beautiful woman. Oh, my. So what did Black Caesar do? He ended up killing his homeboy and keeping the lady for himself. Hey, man, it's rough out there. You know what I mean? Man, in the 1800s, that's crazy, right? Yeah, man. Yeah. Check it out. You know what also happened? He ran into Blackbeard the pirate. Oh, my. But check it out, man. It's not what you think. It's not what you think. Blackbeard was like, hey, man, what's up, Black Caesar? And I heard about you, dude. What the hell is going on, man? And he was like, what up, though? Yeah, I heard about you, too, man. And Blackbeard was like, hey, man, I got this fucking kick-ass ship, man. You want to hang with me, man, and do some pirate shit, bro? And Black Caesar was like, first of all, I'm not your bro. He's like, oh, my bad, man. You want to be a captain under me on my ship, man? And he was like, all right, then. Yeah, man. So him and Blackbeard, you know, they got down, man. They was, hey, you already know about Blackbeard, man. Come on, man. I find this interesting, though. Out of all the stories of Blackbeard, You know what I'm saying? I've even been, you know, out there in Nag's Head, hanging with the homies, you know what I'm saying? I've been to Nag's Head, man. I seen where Blackbeard was doing his thing, man. They got Blackbeard all over the damn place. But they never mention Black Caesar. You know what I'm saying? They never mention Black Caesar. What's up with that?
Hey, yo. That's that bullshit I be talking about. That shit, you hear that shit? That shit right bullshit. There. That's that bullshit.
Okay. Seriously, though. But yeah, man, so they formed an alliance and shit. And, hey, man, that was his number one man. You know what I'm saying? So Blackbeard and Black Caesar. Now, from my research, it went like this. You heard me? It went a little something like this. Hit it. Now, some say that he got away, right? Black Caesar got away. No, hold on. What Blackbeard has said was, if we ever get caught, I want you to blow up the ship, right? You guys all, you do know the name of Blackbeard's favorite ship, famous ship, right? You know what it is? It is, Google it, I'm not telling you. And also look up Black Caesar. Anyway, and he said, yo, man, I want you to blow the ship up, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, the captain, pirate, hey, we go down with the ship, man. They're not taking us alive type of shit. So anyway, one form of my research that I got said when they caught him, they hung him in Williamsburg, Virginia, if I'm not mistaken, is where they end up hanging on Black Caesar. And he didn't get an opportunity to blow the ship up, man, before they captured him and hung him. Yeah, that's a damn shame. Yeah, that's right. That's right. That was the first Black Caesar. You know what I mean? And there's also another Black Caesar. We're going to jump into that right after the promotion time. You know what I mean? We're going to go to the open mic. Caller, you're on the air.
The Guru Warrior speaks the truth on Anchor, Apple, and Spotify. I'm your girl. Peace. Check me out.
Oh, shit, man. Check her out. It's the Guru Warrior. Yo, Guru, what's up? Talk to me.
What's up, boys and girls? This is Cyber Shots, a.k.a. my favorite buddy, the Professor. Because let me tell you, story time. If you don't listen to the Professor, you don't know nothing. Actually, if you don't listen, you ain't hearing. If you ain't hearing, you ain't listening. So listen to the Professor, a.k.a. Cybershot, and jump on Cybership and learn something. Because learning ain't nothing if it ain't entertaining. I'm your girl, the Guru Warrior, speaks the truth on Anchor, Apple, and Spotify. I'm your girl. Peace. Check me out.
Yo, Guru, what's up? Day one, what's happening? What is happening? Yo, you can check her out on Instagram. You can check her out on Stereo. You can check her out on Spoon. You can check her out on social media. You can check her out on LinkedIn. Yeah, the Guru Warrior. What's happening, hun? How you doing? What's up with you? You already know you up in here. That's right. That's what we like to do at Cybershot Podcast. We like to promote. You know what I mean?
The Guru Warrior speaks the truth on Anchor, Apple, and Spotify. I'm your girl. Peace. Check me out.
Hey, check her out. I like the way you said that. Check me out. You know I had to put that in the mix. You know I had to put a little hold up, wait a minute. Let me put some cyber in it. Cyber One Productions. Yeah, okay. Check it out. We're gonna jump into part two. That's right. We're gonna jump into part two. 100 years after the hanging of Black Caesar, 100 years later. I so hate the basic sounds of the... Anyway, like everybody uses that, right? Yeah, whatever. Okay, the second Black Caesar was born into slavery, right? But he was also very intelligent. You know what I mean? He was very smart. So he wasn't a field hand. No, no, no. He was not a field hand. He was very smart. He worked in the house. He had dapper clothes on, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, the house brother, as you would say. You know what I'm saying? He was in there. And for years, he was in the house, you know, eating the spoils of the masses. Eating masses food, not eating the slave food, eating masses food. You sicken me and disgust me in every sense of the word. The fuck out of here. But anyway, unfortunately, check this out. This is that bullshit. Anyway, at the age of 16, he was over 6 feet tall at the age of 16. So you know what that means? Get the fuck out of the house and put him in the field. Can you imagine that shit? That is some sick. That's some sick ass shit, man. That man, them people were fucking, man. I don't even want to get into that. What the fuck is wrong with you, man? Anyway, they put him back into the field, right, where he had to use a saw and shit, man. And the Frenchman, the French children, Marie, fucking croissant ass motherfucker. Anyway, this croissant ass fucking Peugeot fucking. Anyway, he was really mean, man. So he used to constantly get a kick out of beating the slaves as they were working, right? And he didn't stop beating them while they were working 6 days a week until they started bleeding. Now, what had happened was Black Caesar number two escaped. End up killing the Frenchman, you know what I mean, and sawing him into bits with the very saw that he was forced to use. Started his own thing, and hearing of the legendary first Black Caesar, he became the second Black Caesar. That's right, the second Black Caesar. So, I really didn't hear too much about the second Black Caesar. So if anyone out there wants to do any homework and check out the second Black Caesar and let me know what he did, give me a call in. Also, if anyone wants to do any homework, you can also check out the first Black Caesar. You know what I mean? And see if I missed anything. You can also fact check me. Yeah, that's cool, man. I don't mind getting fact checked. Fact check. I love to get a fact check. The hell you talking about?
Hey, yo, take a shot with me, mine. Take a shot with me, mine. We take shots over her. We take shots. I don't know what y'all do over there.
I don't know what y'all do.
But I really don't care.
But I really don't care.
You're the only one. Your love is true. You're the only one for me.
Cyber One Productions.
Hey, yo, check it out, check it out. As I always say at this time,
and I am up out of this bitch. Excuse me.
Almost moist.
What the hell? What the hell I got going on, y'all? Hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. Yo, check it out. It's your main man, Cybershots. You can get at me on Instagram, you know what I mean? You can get at me on Twitter at Cyber One Productions, you know what I mean? Check me out on Spoon, man. Check out Step Into My Office, episode 2 coming out soon. That's right, with my co-host, Artemis. That's right. Yo, Artemis, what's up? What's going on? And also, before I get the hell up out of here, make sure if you have the stereo app, that's right, if you have the stereo app, make sure that you check out Blank Canvas. That's right. Blank Canvas, man, they doing big things with Jason B, Architect 72, Mr. No Show. What it do, man? Man, I missed the show yesterday, man. Man, I listened to it on the way home. I was pissed off, man. I don't know what happened. I missed it. Man, I didn't get the notifications, man. What's up with that? But anyway, I hope that you enjoyed the show. And with that being said,
and I am up out of this bitch.
Peace.